Please stand by. The conference is about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the IBM WebSphere Support Technical Exchange conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Ms. Christy Snyder for opening remarks and introductions. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, Adrian, and welcome to today's WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. My name is Christy Snyder, and I will be the moderator for this call. This call is being recorded, and within 24 to 48 hours, an MP3 file and presentation will be available on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. You may replay it at your convenience. If you have not yet joined the e-meeting, please do so now. An e-meeting URL is available to you from the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. If you are unable to access the e-meeting at this time, you may access the presentation from the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site or by going to any IBM.com site and typing 700-7200 in the search box at the black section at the very top of the page. You may also instant message the co-moderator, Jim Eberwein, by clicking on E-B-E-R-W-E-I-N at us.ibm.com in e-meeting attendee list, and he will assist you. Today's presenters are Courtney Carter and Chris Lee. Courtney joined the IBM Support Assistant team in January 2005. In this capacity, he is responsible for working across all IBM Software Group brands on the development of product-specific plugins for Support Assistant. Prior to this position, Courtney worked in the WebSphere Support organization on customer-critical situations and for IBM Global Services on a strategic outsourcing engagement. Chris has been with IBM Support Assistant development team since January 2004. His area of expertise is web applications development and is responsible for contributing to IBM Support Assistant's user interface and helping IBM Support Assistant follow user-centered design principles. Prior to IBM Support Assistant, he worked in Software Group Developer Relations on the IBM Partner World for Developers website. Today's topic is IBM Support Assistant version 2.0. It will include a PowerPoint presentation followed by a question and answer session. During the presentation, all lines will be muted. After the presentation, I will ask attendees to answer a few quick questions via e-meeting polling. After that, the lines will open for a question and answer period. If you are in the e-meeting, you'll see the presentation. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Courtney.
Good morning. Thank you, Christy. Welcome to everyone who's decided to attend today's call, and today we will be discussing IBM Support Assistant version 2.0. Christy, if you go ahead and move to slide 2, please. Our agenda for today is to actually discuss what Support Assistant is, how Support Assistant can actually help you in simplifying your support challenges when working with IBM products. We'll discuss also which IBM products work with IBM Support Assistant already and show you how to actually find new products as they are currently published for Support Assistant. After that, I'll give you some general information on Support Assistant, including some URLs and a team email address in case you have feedback that you would like to provide to us. And then I'll turn it over to my colleague, Chris Lee, to go through some screenshots of Support Assistant and what you can expect to see in the user interface. And then we will have a question and answer period at the end. Slide 3, what is IBM Support Assistant? Well, IBM Support Assistant is a free tool that customers and IBM internal people can download and install on their systems to help them find answers to problems that they may be experiencing with IBM software products. It runs on the Windows, AIX, Linux, Solaris, and HP UX operating systems. It's meant to be a serviceability workbench, and as such, it includes information and tools to help you find answers to your support-related questions. Support Assistant development team is working across the software group brands, that would be, you know, the WebSphere, DB2 Information Management, Lotus, Tivoli, and Rational, to work with those product teams to create plugins for IBM Support Assistant. These plugins contain product-specific information. By following this design method, customers can actually tailor Support Assistant to their particular product environment. So if you're using WebSphere Application Server and Tivoli products for example, to manage your application servers, then you could tailor Support Assistant to those particular products, whereas a separate or a different customer may be more interested in Lotus products and Rational tools to develop things, and then they could tailor it for that environment as well. Currently, there are over 50 products that have been made that have made plugins available for themselves. Some examples of these include WebSphere Application Server version 5, 5.1, and 6.0, Rational Application Developer version 6.0, Tivoli Storage Manager, WebSphere Portal, and Workplace Managed Client. As part of my role on the team, I continue to work with different products across Software Group to make additional plugins available for customers to use. Slide 4. Slide 4 discusses how IBM Support Assistant actually goes about simplifying support for customers. In discussions with customers and analysis of problem management reports that customers had submitted to IBM, we determined that there were really four major customer needs that customers often ran into. The first one of these needs is quick access to IBM product information. Lots of times, customers have found it sometimes difficult to navigate the software support site or IBM's external website to find the product support pages or even the product home pages for the product that they are using. So what we've done is we've attempted to make this information easier to access and easier to find. In addition to that, customers are often wanting to have actually a shorter time to resolution of their problems. So we've got a service piece inside Support Assistant that will hopefully reduce the time to resolution of a problem if you actually end up needing to open a PMR, which is a problem management record itself, and help you out that way. Often customers are looking for just education materials. Okay, we provide, through the plugins, a way that product teams can expose to customers education materials that they think the customers should be aware of and that they find useful and could be helpful to the customers. In addition to that, we do provide some guided assistance to analyze and isolate your software problems. And part of this is done also through the service component, in addition to the support links and then the search component as well. Slide 5. Okay. How does Support Assistant version 2.0 help in each one of these software challenges? Well, Support Assistant 2.0 is made up of four main components. The first component is a desktop search component. What this component does is it actually searches multiple IBM backend resources, as well as we have hooks into it to also search non-IBM locations as well. The user will enter in a search term. They'll choose which backend search targets or search engines that they would like to choose, and then they can further use the search component to narrow down and say, I'm only interested in a particular product or sometimes even a particular version of a product. And then when they click the search button, the search actually goes off and in parallel issues queries to these backend search resorts, search engines. The results are taken and then formatted into a screen that the user will then see containing links off to the individual results from the search component. The users can then click on any one of those search results, and a web browser window will be launched, taking them directly to that page. So by doing it this way, we hope that the federated search that is in Support Assistant helps customers to find answers to their problems more quickly and easily. The second main component of Support Assistant version 2.0 is the Support Links component. The Support Links is a handy location that product teams can publish and make available their homepage URL, their support page URL, and then any news groups or forums that they think customers should be aware of. The news groups and forums can be Usenet-based news groups, or they could be web-based forums such as those that are hosted off of DeveloperWorks. The third component of Support Assistant version 2.0 is the service component. The service component is made up of two individual pieces that are designed to help speed up the collection of data and the submission of the problem request to IBM itself. The first piece is the data collector. The data collector is based upon the Webster Application Server version 5 data collector, and it allows a product team to specify individual log files, registry keys, or other information that needs to be collected to resolve a problem with their particular product. Depending on the product plugin that you have installed, the user may be prompted for zero or more pieces of information about that product. These pieces of information would include things like the installation directory, maybe a profile directory, a workspace directory, other items like that that the product team needs to know in order to be able to collect the correct log files or the correct data to actually analyze and resolve the problem itself. The second piece of the service component is the electronic problem submission piece. This piece of Support Assistant actually interfaces into and with the electronic service request or the ESR website that customers can already use to submit problems to IBM for their particular products. How it works in Support Assistant version 2.0 is the customers, after they log in using their ESR ID and information, they can actually go ahead and open up a new PMR, and then they have the option, in addition to providing the standard type of information that you might expect, such as what problem occurred, what's your operating system, what recent changes were made to the system, is there any other relevant information that the support personnel needs to know about. So in addition to those types of questions, the customer can also choose to attach a collector log file, which they had just created when they ran the data collector, and then they also had the option to attach other files as necessary. The customer would then click the submit button, and the PMR would actually be opened up in the electronic service request or the ESR system, and the customer should receive a PMR number that they can use from that point forward to communicate with IBM either through the ESR website or through calls to the help desk. The fourth main piece of IBM Support Assistant version 2.0 is the education component. The education component in layout is very similar to the support links component. It is just a tree-based structure broken down by brand and then products underneath those brands, and it gives a product team a convenient place to put education-related URLs that they think customers should be aware of. Product teams can reference items off of this page, such as particular red books that they think customers should be aware of, white papers that the product may have, problem determination guides, education classes that they think the customer might be aware of, or other educational-related materials. Slide 6. Okay. Slide 6 is discussing what products work with IBM Support Assistant. As I previously said, IBM Support Assistant is customized by the addition of IBM product plugins. Okay? These product plugins are what the product teams use to include information specific to their products. The product plugins are effectively little zip files that the customers will download and then unzip into their Support Assistant installation directory, and then when they restart Support Assistant, the new products will be displayed in the user interface, and the customers can then continue to use the information contributed by that new product plugin. By default, when a customer downloads Support Assistant version 2.0 from the IBM Support Assistant website, they will have a Webster Application Server version 5 plugin installed in it. We included this plugin as the default plugin such that the user interface would have something that the initial users can interact with and use, such that they have an idea of what Support Assistant can do for them. Additional plugins can be found by using the Find Plugins link that is at the upper right-hand corner of the Support Assistant user interface. This Find Plugins link, when the users click it, they'll be taken to a page where they can search for product plugins by software group brand. And when they click on one of the brands, it would then take them off to a page that contains that actually runs a query and comes back with a list of search results that are published plugins that the customers can then scroll through and find the product plugins that they are interested in. Slide 7, please. Slide 7 contains some general information about IBM Support Assistant. There is an external website that the customers can reference, and that external website is www.ibm.com/software/support/ISA. This Support Assistant overview page contains information on what Support Assistant is, a shortened version of this talk that I'm giving today, a link to the actual download page for Support Assistant, some links to also run the queries to find product plugins. So if you wanted to search for to see what product plugins were available before you actually went to download and install Support Assistant, you can use the links on that page to do that. It contains pointers off to educational material for Support Assistant. We've made some educational material in the form of Macromedia Flash viewlets available through the IBM Education Assistant website, and we have a link off to those from our main overview page. In addition to that, on the slide, I have included the link off to the main site tour overview, which will walk you through Support Assistant and its user interface. In addition, you may provide feedback to the Support Assistant development team by using our team email address, ibmsa@us.ibm.com. The information currently shown on slide 7, some of the URLs may be a little bit difficult to read. We will correct that in the replay presentation that is posted out onto the website. Slide 8. Slide 8. At this point, I'm going to turn it over to my colleague, Chris Lee, to walk you through some of the screenshots of Support Assistant 2.0's user interface. Chris, over to you.
Hi, thank you, Courtney. My name is Chris Lee. Today I'll be taking you through the major usage scenarios of IBM Support Assistant version 2 by going through the screenshots in this presentation. Slide 9, please. The first screen here is the welcome page. There are some quick links to the left, the user guide, and if you look at the gray panel on the left side, the user guide contents are listed. Each component is broken down to three areas. What's it for? How do I use it? And the details. If you look at the top right side of the screen are links to the user guide, which we just mentioned, and the ability to find additional plugins, which we will talk more about later. I understand it's painting a little slow, so I'll try to slow down as well. The top left side are the links to the primary ISA components. This welcome page is the default page of ISA version 2. If you notice the black button on the top right, that allows the user to modify the default page in the future. In the contents of the welcome page, we lay out the primary components of IBM Support Assistant. If you go to slide 10, please. In this slide, we're simply emphasizing the primary components of Support Assistant version 2. They are search, education, support links, and service components. And in the following slides, we'll go through each of these components one by one. Slide 11, please. Search. The IBM Support Assistant search component allows users to concurrently search what we call search targets or search engines from their desktop. One problem that we identified was that most tech support calls could be resolved by the customer, but the customer either didn't know where the information was or how to retrieve that information. This is an attempt to solve that problem by allowing the user to search the IBM software support documents, IBM developer works, IBM newsgroups, as well as Google from their desktop all at once in a parallel fashion. The search targets here are also extensible. That means that IBM support software product teams can also enable their brand or product-specific search targets through their ISA plugin contribution. For example, the DB2 product team can enable searching of their DB2 Info Center as a search target from the ISA user interface. And I'll show you an example of that in the later slides. Another extensibility point here on the search component, besides the search target, is the IBM Software Support Doc search target itself, which is the first one on the top there. And this includes IBM Tech Notes, must-gather documents, white papers, red books, and other support-related documents. IBM software product teams can further enable filtering of results to only include specific brands, products, and versions. So the product-specific radio boxes and checkboxes you see there are filters. All support assistant extensibility is accomplished through the product plugins. Just as a note that the IBM Software Support Doc search target is the same resource as the external search site. So doing a search via IBM Support Assistant is the same thing as going to the website and performing a search there. Only difference is with IBM Support Assistant, your query can be concurrently sent to other search engines as well. And finally, as you select search targets, more options become available to help you filter or drill down your search criteria, as we will see in the next slide, slide 12. Slide 12 shows some of the IBM Support Assistant search targets expanded. The goal here is to show IBM Support Assistant's detailed filtering capabilities. The user can drill down to a specific product version. I'd like you to look carefully at the right-hand side under WebSphere Application Server. Right now, the default Support Assistant plugin has enabled versions 5.0 and 5.1. Later, we'll see how to search on other versions. Slide 13, please. The search results. The results are organized by search target, then by brand. Clicking on any of the brand links on the left will display a listing of the results for that search target brand. The search results here display title, description, and a link to the actual document. You can navigate through the results just as you were searching the actual IBM DeveloperWorks or Software Support website. So that wraps up the first component, the search component. Next, on slide 14, is the education component. The education component provides a list of links for the user to quickly access the education resources for a specific product. All the links here are contributed via the product plugins. Here, the default product, WebSphere Application Server 5, has contributed education links for only version 5. So the education links point off to classes, tutorials, and any other links the user may find useful, including information roadmaps, specific IBM courses, and basically whatever the links the product teams who created the plugins think are important for the user. I also want to point out that the default link, no matter if there are any plugins, the IBM Education Assistant link at the top takes you to the IBM Education Assistant site. If you haven't been to the IEA site yet, you should. There are Flash-based instructional tutorials with sound on WebSphere and Rational, as well as other common development and administration tasks. And they're always updating it. It's a great learning resource, which is why we've included it with ISA here. That's it for the education component. Pretty straightforward. Next slide, slide 15, is the support links. The support links component is very similar to the education component. The idea here is to gather a list of helpful links for the product's support-related issues. So the goal is to provide the user a centralized place where they can quickly access any IBM product support resources. Just to note that the support site listed there in a screenshot is the main support site for the product, and the home site is the main product marketing-oriented homepage. The news groups link may be a Usenet news group or also be web-based forums, such as based off of the IBM DeveloperWorks site. The last thing I want to mention here is that the link at the top points to the main IBM software support page. Similar to the education component, we provide that link even if there are no plugins. Next, the service component. Slide 16, please. The service component includes two related IBM Support Assistant features. The first is the data collection mechanism, and the second is the problem report management feature. Slide 16 here shows the data collection. Data collection seeks to make it easier for users to automatically, easily, and quickly gather information about their system or software configuration. After running the collector, this information is collected into a jar file, which is just like a zip file, which can then be easily sent to an IBM support representative for debugging. The top half of the screenshot here shows the available collectors the user can check. The system collector is always available and captures general system-related information. The WebSphere Application Server 5 collector is contributed by the default plugin. Other products can contribute plugins and also enable the collector to collect their product-specific information. So from the user's perspective, this is a big improvement over digging around the file systems themselves. All the user has to do here is check which collector they want to run and click Collect. The user may also be required to input some additional information such as installation path. The screenshot here shows the installation directory for WAS5, but the product team decides what is required to perform the necessary data collection. The bottom half of the screen shows the results of running the collector. It tells you where the resulting jar file is and the file name. And if you look towards the bottom of the confirmation message, there is a link to the Manage Problem Reports page. The Manage Problem Reports page is where you can automatically send the collected jar file that you just collected as an attachment to a new problem report. And in the next slide, slide 17, we will introduce the problem reports feature. So slide 17 is the login page for the Manage Problem Reports feature. This functionality allows users that have IBM support contracts to easily submit and view problem reports. IBM Support Assistant allows users to easily attach files to problem reports to assist in problem termination. Here the login requires the same IBM ID and password as the electronic service request profile. ESR, in case you're not familiar, is the website destination where users can manage and submit problem reports. So we are simply bringing that functionality to the user's desktop. On the right-hand side, that's not in the screenshot, are also links to register a new IBM ID or retrieve a forgotten password. There's also a checkbox at the bottom to help you remember everything so you don't have to retype it every time. Slide 18, please. So after you log in, one of the things you can do is submit a new problem report. Slide 18 screenshot shows the submission page for a new problem report, which can then be viewed by an IBM support personnel. Here, both the product and component dropdowns are populated, again, by the product plugins. Here we can see the default WebSphere Application Server 5 product. Then we are presented with a list of components to select within the WAS 5 product. After that, the user can fill out the rest of the form and submit the problem report, attaching the collector jar file, which we ran in the previous screenshot, as part of the report. The required fields here are the same as the ESR website, which we don't have room here to show all of it in this screenshot. Before we leave the service component, I want to mention the list problem reports functionality, which we don't have a screenshot of. Listing the problem reports lists all the electronically created problem reports that is created either through ESR or IBM Support Assistant, and lets the user view the status, the short description, the date opened of the problem report, and also append additional attachments to that problem report. So if they need to append additional log files, or they ran the collector again, they need to append a new collector file to help the IBM support representative recreate or debug the problem, they can do so easily here. And that's it for the service component. Now we'll look at how to find and install new plugins to extend IBM Support Assistant. Slide 19, please. Find the plugins. Since much of Support Assistant functionality requires on product plugins, the Support Assistant has a Find Plugins capability, which lets the user easily find newly created product plugins. The top half of the screenshot shows Support Assistance Find Plugins page, which organizes the plugins available by brand. So clicking on the WebSphere link there runs a specific query on the IBM Software Support website and returns a listing of Support Assistant plugins. So this is equivalent to searching on the IBM Software site itself for plugins. After the user finds the appropriate plugin, in this case, we search for WebSphere Application Server 6, the user can download it. Installing the plugin is as simple as unzipping the downloaded zip file into the IBM Support Assistant installation directory. You'll need to restart Support Assistant to pick up the new plugin. So slide 20, please. So after I downloaded the plugin and unzipped it to my Support Assistant installation directory, I can now see some new features on the Support Assistant user interface, which were contributed by the newly WebSphere Application Server 6 plugin. On the search page, I can see that I can now search the WebSphere Application Server 6 Info Center as one of my search targets. I can also now filter my IBM Software Support document search target to include WAS 6 results. Just to note that the WAS 5 default plugin has been updated to include the WebSphere Application Server 5 Info Center. So if you were to install IBM Support Assistant version 2 and went out there and installed and unzipped the WAS 5 plugin, again, you will see a WebSphere Application Server 5 Info Center as well. So some product teams may periodically update their product plugins. In slide 21, please. In the Manage Problem Reports page, after installing the new WAS 6 plugin, I can see now that WebSphere Application Server 6 is one of my product choices. Also down here, I think the screen is painting slowly. Okay, here we go. So after selecting the WebSphere Application Server 6 as a product dropdown, I can now select a WebSphere Application Server 6 component, which will now allow me to open a problem report for WebSphere Application Server 6, which we weren't able to do before installing that additional plugin. Okay, so this concludes the run-through of Support Assistant version 2 screenshots. Hopefully you were able to see how Support Assistant can help IBM software customers better gather problem determination information, find the appropriate resources and education, and finally, if they weren't able to solve the problems, you were able to see how Support Assistant can help in streamlining the problem report submission and management process. Next slide, please, slide 22. Okay, this chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. The events link on the support pages point you to webcast and conference information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The ESR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Support link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. Okay, and slide 23, please, and I'd like to turn it back over to Christy.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you, Courtney, for a great presentation. Right now, we would like to conduct a short poll. Questions will appear in the e-meeting. Your participation is greatly appreciated. The first question is, on a scale of 1 to 5, choose the number that best describes how you feel about this statement. The information presented today was useful to me. Please enter 1 if you strongly agree, 2 if you agree, 3 if you're neutral, 4 if you disagree, and 5 if you strongly disagree. The second question is, on a scale of 1 to 5, choose the number that best describes how you feel about this statement. The material was well organized and clearly presented. Please enter 1 if you strongly agree, 2 if you agree, 3 for neutral, 4 if you disagree, and 5 if you strongly disagree. Question 3. Did this call meet your training expectations? Please enter 1 for yes and 2 for no. Next, please provide us with comments to help improve future webcasts. Once again, please provide us with comments to help improve future webcasts. And finally, is there a topic you would like to see scheduled? We welcome any topic ideas that you may have. again for your participation. At this point, Adrian, we would like to open the lines for questions. I will turn it over to our presenters now.
Thank you. At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. Once again, please press star 1 at this time if you'd like to ask a question. Our first question comes from Angela Carroll. Go ahead, please.
Yes. I wasn't real clear what got installed on the my PC side as opposed to the server where Webster runs. We have at least 600 boxes that we run Webster on, AIX, Linux, Sun, HP, and then I have my PC, and I don't know if the plugin got put on the box that Webster runs on, and the support assist gets put on my laptop.
Okay, thank you. Yes, that's a good question. Support Assistant version 2.0 only collects data from the machine that Support Assistant itself is installed upon. So if you wanted to collect the data from your Webster application server, you would actually need to install Support Assistant 2.0 onto that machine itself and then install the plug-in on that machine.
Okay, and would that mean you'd have to have a browser running too? Because we don't usually...
Okay. On the Windows platform, Support Assistant runs with basically a windowing shell. But on the Unix platforms, it runs inside a web container because it basically is a web application and it's just accessed through a normal browser on that machine. The data collection is always done on the machine where Support Assistant is running. So if you had Support Assistant installed on, say, a Sun box or an HP box, you could use a browser from your Windows desktop to access Support Assistant running on that machine and then kick off the data collection on that machine.
Okay, because we normally our Unix boxes, we don't allow browsers on, so, but you said there's a way from our laptop on the Unix side that we could get to the, I didn't quite get that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Support Assistant, if it runs and on the Unix platforms, you access it through a URL, so it would be something like your host name, colon, and then whatever port Support Assistant is actually running on, /IBM Support Assistant. So you would type that URL into the browser that you're running on your Windows desktop box to access that Unix machine remotely, and then you would kick off the data collection on that Unix machine itself.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our next question is from Tamika Watts. Go ahead, please.
Hi. My question is around the data collector and the service component. Is that just strictly the collector that the customers can run manually within WebSphere that you're running?
It's actually the inventory file that tells it which data to collect in version 2 of Support Assistant is, I believe it's the same inventory file that comes with the WebSphere application server.
Okay.
5 and the 6. The technology behind those is the same in version 2 of Support Assistant.
And I have another question. Does the Support Assistant interact any way? Say, for example, if you're experiencing a problem in WebSphere and an error occurs, does it automatically generate a link that will show you where you could find maybe a tech node or some type of particular fix that can be downloaded for that specific problem, or would you have to search on that error description manually?
In version 2, we do not have any sort of automated capability like that.
Okay.
So what you would need to do would be to use the search component of Support Assistant and enter in the error code that you found in the error message and perform the search manually that way.
Is there going to be automation in the future releases of Support Assistant?
I cannot comment as to the future direction, but we can take that back to our development team as a feature request.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Once again, it is star 1 if you have any questions today. We go next to Avard Hart. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is Everett out in Arkansas. Just a couple of quick questions. I missed the first end of this trying to get in, so I may be asking a question that is not relevant, but bear with me anyway. For a customer, is there any cost associated with installing this on any of their boxes?
No, Support Assistant is a freely downloadable tool. All that you need to do is go out to the main Support Assistant URL website, which is included in the slide 7 information, and sign up and download it from that point. The We do require a free IBM ID for you to be registered to download it. That, I believe, is the same ID that you would use to access DeveloperWorks tutorials and the My Support newsletter.
Okay. And then along with that, is there any thought, and probably is, but futuristically, to incorporate something like this in the base products so it's not a question for the customers whether they do or don't, they just do?
That is something that we have considered and are working with the individual product teams on. Some product teams do have the option, if they choose so, to actually go ahead and install Support Assistant from their installation media, so it is something that they could choose to do. But at this point in time, it's still being left to the product teams themselves.
Okay. Final question. Along with the automation question that we've already heard from Tamika would be, when I experience a problem on WebServe, what I really need in our few servers that we have here in Northwest Arkansas is the means by which some of this data collection is done automagically. Doesn't necessarily have to be sent because I still want to touch it in terms of opening the PMR. But sometimes in the height of the battle of fixing and getting the business back and running, the collection is not done because it's not done quick enough at the time that things happen. So a piece of automation that says if the connection pool happened to get hosed and get hung, there would be a way to say, okay, hurry up and let's snapshot everything that we can about this box before they turn it over.
Okay. That's something that I can take that back to the WebSphere RAS team or the Reliability, Accessibility, and Serviceability team as a comment that would be nice to have. And then I can talk to our architect about working with that team to see if that is something which could be incorporated.
And last but not least, I do have one last question. I heard one other comment earlier about not putting these types of things on boxes, and we probably have that same standard out here. So I'm looking for the option of additional toolkits that might be available to the PSA that would enable them to do some remote-type activity from a laptop if we could get access, or if we had a single laptop that would be allowed by the company, that we could then do some remote session or some capability from within their firewall.
Okay. That's something we can probably follow up with offline because at this point I don't have that information at my fingertips, but we may be able to follow up with you offline. If you would do me a favor and send an email to me, you can either send it to me personally or you can send it to our team email address, which might be the better idea. It's ibmsa@us.ibm.com with that comment, and we can follow up with you on that.
Okay. Very good. I shall do so.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
We go back to Tamika Watts. Go ahead, please.
When you're going through the service component again and you're submitting a PMR, does it have the same responses? Say, for example, if the customer is not set up for ESR access, do they get the same messages that they would get if they went through the normal ESR screens? Or what happens?
That's a good question, Tamika. Chris, do you happen to know the...
We get the same return codes that the ESR gives to their users.
Okay.
So if you're not, if you don't have the right contract or privileges to open a PMR, you should get an error message stating so.
Well, they don't get an error. They get a screen where they have to contact the site technical contact and nominate themselves. So I was just wondering if they'll get a web browser screen with that same message or what happens.
No, for Support Assistant version 2, we don't have that particular screen you're talking about.
But they're going to get an error code.
Right. So they will get an error message stating why they weren't able to create their PMR.
Okay.
Once again, it is star one if you have any questions today. There are no further questions in queue. I'll turn the conference back to Chrissy Snyder for any additional or closing comments.
Thank you, Adrian. At this time, we would like to conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation. Remember, a replay of this presentation will be available on the IBM WebSphere Technical Exchange site within the next day or two. We hope you will join us for future presentations, which will also be announced on this site. Thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you, Courtney and Chris, for presenting today.
That concludes today's teleconference. We appreciate your participation. You may now disconnect. Have a nice day.